planting. It is because God has brought whole new congregations into our midst, and with them, exciting people of God who have changed the fabric in a very positive way. And so it's my joy and Bishop Trevor's to in a little bit different format from previous years, welcome officially and introduce the new congregation since last year. My part is for the East. I'm an Eastern kind of bishop. And I don't know if that's good or not, but anyway, but it's probably true, is to say that, first of all, we have two that are in the Maritimes, one in Eastern townships of Quebec, three in the Greater Toronto area, and one north of Toronto on Lake Huron. That's the ones that we're going to be thinking of. And these folks represent four of the seven in the East that we're thinking about today. Now, we have very limited time, and this is a tragedy because each one of these people and each one of these congregations merits a whole lot of time. But in fact, sadly, they're being given 2 minutes each, 2.5 minutes. I told them 2.5. 2.5 minutes, you know, it's in these recessionary times, is down to two. And we'll see how we're doing. I did have an egg, timer, and it goes buck, buck, buck at the end. But I felt that was a little tacky even for me. So I'm not going to do that. But I have two questions of each of these individuals. And we're going to start in the order of time. Just about a year ago, after our synod, St. James Lennoxville came into being. Jess and Erica Cantillon and family moved into the Eastern Townships, bought a farmhouse near a place called Mansonville. Clearly, God was doing some amazing things, which led to their conclusion and ours that, in fact, a planting of a church in Lennoxville was appropriate. So the question that I want to ask you first, Jess, is what is there about St. James Lennoxville that particularly excites you that you'd like to share with Synod?
Thank you. In short, I think we're undergoing a revival, and it's not a big revival, at least for these people involved, it's huge. But for example, when I realized I needed to get wardens, the first guy that popped into my mind was a guy I went to university with. We both went to school in the area, and the problem is he hadn't gone to church in 8 years. And so I called him thinking, I'm not sure what's going to happen here, because I know he loves Jesus, but he has a problem with the church. He said yes. And now since January, he's been to church maybe 8-10 times. But for him, this is a revival, and there's a change of countenance in his face. His family is changing. There's something going on in his life. And this is just one of many. I mean, that's an extreme example, but we have other guys too who have gone through a lot of tragic moments and who are having their lives changed. And it's not anything that we're doing really skillfully. We feel like as a church, we're following the cloud and fire, really. Like God is opening up opportunities that we could not have manufactured. And it's amazing to watch him build a church and change people's lives.
Well done. Now, this guy's good. Now, I'd like you, Jess, to share. I've just been there recently. I saw this families, children everywhere, and so on. How can we pray for St. James?
Well, the first thing you could pray for is that we continue following God. I don't want to fall into a scenario where we suddenly have it all under control. God has caused us to be creative in how we meet, where we meet. We have a men's meeting in the pub, and where guys just gather around pints and wings and just talk with a saint who's been there before, and he talks about his successes and his failures, and it just opens up all sorts of things. So I want to keep on following where God is going and not be lured by, worldly successful measures. And just watch the Lord continue to open up doors. I'm connected with some people in Mansonville, which is sort of in between Lennoxville and Montreal, and playing hockey with the locals. Just the Lord starts opening up more revival, not just revival, but an awakening in the town.
Well done. Thank you very much. Just a few days after St. James, Lenoxville came into being as a church plant. Living Hope in Scarborough came into being in Scarborough, just the east of Toronto, the city of Toronto. Andy LaRue is a well-known Anglican pastor in the Toronto area, a leader in renewal. And he and a group of people were led to form a church parish. Andy, what would you like to share that's exciting to you about Living Hope?
Well, I want to ditto what Jess has said about the sense of really just giving God the church. And I've been through, I've been a Christian for almost 50 years and been a part of the Diocese of Toronto for about 35 years and been through a lot of stuff. And I guess I'm slowly learning that the only thing that works is giving God the church. And we've had prophetic words about what we're to do, and that's been very exciting. But it's powerful when God fulfills his prophetic word. And he told us to go into the streets and heal the lame and so on. And about 4 months ago, a guy by the name of Jamie Castro, he is the founder of the international church called the Abilities Church. Has anybody heard of the Abilities Church? Nope. Yeah, one. Okay. The Abilities Church started some years ago, and Jamie was actually working in a halfway home, got converted, working with the disabled. And Jamie approached us and said, we'd like to come under the umbrella of Living Hope. The Abilities Church, 90% are wheelchair, mentally challenged people. And for the last 2 months, we've had these people in our midst. And it's broken us. And it's caused me to love what I can't love in the natural. And it's transforming our lives. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Now, Andy, how can we pray for Living Hope?
Our heart is that we would not live unto ourselves. Archbishop Templeton said, a church that lives for itself will die to itself. And we see that all around us. And my heart is that we would have the capacity to embrace not the healthy, but those that are sick.
Amen. Thank you. Just a week later, in a place called Barrie, Ontario, which is sort of the opposite end of the Greater Toronto area, Brian McVitie and a group of people in that area, again feeling a call of God, formed what's called Celebration Church. And they were very systematic in the way they did a soft launch in January and a hard or a bigger launch in April. And it's been very exciting to watch. Brian, what would you like to share about?
Well, thank you, Bishop. And it's just a delight to be at the Synod here. Wonderful atmosphere and sense of God's presence. I've been in ministry for over 30 years. And it's just been a thrill, so exciting this last 10 months. I, you know, thought that church planting was a young man's job and thought that maybe I was past that, of having the opportunity for that. But this has just been such an exciting, thrilling, scary 10 months that we've had. So that's on a personal basis. Despite the bishop saying that we were very systematic, what we did came together very quickly. And I guess our great joy is God's provision in terms of, you know, we just sort of stepped out and we didn't really know who was with us or how this was going to work. We finished off 1 week. We started up the next Sunday. And just God's provision of space, of people, of a good core of leaders who stood with us, skilled people, ministry that was happening. So we've just been, you know, amazed by God's provision in so many ways. As we stepped out and thought that we were going to crash and burn, God was there and provided for us. So it's been a wonderful 10 months, and we're just looking forward to more great things.
How can we pray for celebration?
If you could pray for us, it really follows on the last presentation that we had. We've, you know, we're about 70, 80 people on a fairly consistent basis, and we're really praying for a breakthrough and a breakout. And we would just like to see us being able to impact our local community in a new way, to see growth. We think we've got that potential, that we think that we've got, you know, a few things in place, and we just want to see how we can be fruitful in ministry and move to the next level, and just praying for a breakthrough.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, by April, a church called The Way, which is not too far from Barrie, they did not have and still do not have clergy. Morris and Donna Fisher and three other couples came together as a group and are now a project of ANIC. They've made a connection with St. Hilda's in Oakville as their regional church, and they're moving forward. I think they need some encouragement. They need some, you know, clearly a person who's going to be with them week by week, or at least a schedule, and that's certainly a need. But Wasaga Beach area is a sort of one of the areas that retired people are moving to. That's kind of the age group that they are, all four couples, and they definitely see that as the group that they are reaching out to. Then in June, a satellite of Christ the Redeemer, New Brunswick, in Quispamsis, became Christ the King under Alan Reynolds as their priest, a church plant. And they constructed in the basement of Alan and Betty Reynolds a chapel, and they have begun it. There are about 10 people so far on a Sunday afternoon. And again, they are praying for encouragement and to be able to focus their eyes on the Lord and to know how to move forward. Then in July, there was a vote in Halifax. And out of that came a group of people who, by October, became a project called the Church of the Resurrection, with the leader being the Reverend Stephen Ashton. This is our first in Nova Scotia. It's a big deal for us, and they too, I think, need some encouragement. Now, October 19th, a church parish in Port Perry and Scugog, under the leadership of the Reverend Dr. Brent Stiller and the Reverend Bruce McCallum, have come together, and they started in a home. It's some home, because they were over 60 on the first Sunday in September, and they're well over that. They're now in a school. Ed, what would you like to share with us? This is one of the key laymen of New Song.
Thank you. Joining ANIC has really given us a new canvas, and I equate it to the fact that for years, since Brent and Bruce joined us, we were a growing parish in the Diocese of Toronto, flying under the radar, and they only recognize us annually with the assessments, and then they did a good job of that. But they were a paint-by-number diocese, and I equate that to Michelangelo. If he went into the Sistine Chapel every morning and looked at numbers, you wouldn't have got the inspiration that you got out of Michelangelo. And we certainly found that we were running into problems, because not only were they a paint-by-number diocese, they kept changing the numbers. So the numbers weren't the holy gospel, it was becoming the social gospel. So we as a parish feel that this has given us a new opportunity to continue with our vision and our mission of passionately celebrating and sharing the love, life, and hope of Jesus Christ, and we thank you.
Great, and how can we pray for you, Ed?
Well, we ask you not only to pray for us as a parish, but for the parishioners we're left behind at the Ascension, who are still prayerfully discerning their future, and we pray for them and that the Holy Spirit will be with them.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to invite you to welcome St. James through Jess, Living Hope through Andy, New Song through Ed, Celebration Church through Brian, and three others, The Way in Wasaga Beach, Christ the King in Quispamsis, which is just near St. John, New Brunswick, and also Church of the Resurrection in Halifax. Let me just pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you died. Your blood was shed for the church, and you promised, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We thank you, Lord, for these seven expressions of your church, these platforms for gospel ministry in so many different places. We thank you for every person. We thank you for their leadership. We thank you for the people. We thank you for the price which has been paid. We thank you for the revival. We thank you for the desire to be not about themselves, but about the world which they're called to reach. We pray for encouragement. We pray for breakthrough. Lord Jesus, we entrust these dear ones to you and pray for your protection too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, dear friends. Bishop Trevor.
Thank you very much, Bishop Trevor. And I always go to bring us up to date on what's happening.